This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 57 for Thursday, September 12th. I'm Adam Polishotti. The ICE Futures canola market entered negative territory on Thursday morning as comparable oils went in both directions. Chicago soy oil is up, while European rapeseed is lower and Malaysian palm oil is mostly lower. However, crude oil is up by more than $1 US per barrel. The Canadian dollar is steady compared to Wednesday's close. The November canola contract is down 70 cents per ton at $568.60. In the United States, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all showing gains prior to the release of monthly supply-demand estimates from the U.S. Department of Agriculture later today. The trade estimated U.S. corn ending stocks to be down 8 million bushels on average from the August report at 1.859 billion bushels for old crop, and down 41 million bushels for new crop at 2.032 billion. A total of 666,500 tons of new crop U.S. corn were sold for export during the week ended September 5th, lower than expected. In addition, 1.454 million tons were carried over from the 2023-24 marketing year. The Rosario Grain Exchange projected Argentina's corn crop to be between 51 million and 52 million tons, while CONAB raised its 2023-24 Brazilian production estimate by 70,000 tons at 115.72 million. The December corn contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $4.05. U.S. ending stocks for 2024-25 soybeans were estimated by the trade at 565 million bushels on average, up 5 million from the August report. World ending stocks would be down 300,000 tons at 134 million. Tons. 1.474 million tons of old crop U.S. soybeans were sold for export during the weekend at September 5th, with another 953,800 tons of sales carried over from 2023-24. For soy meal, there were net sales reductions of 3,000 tons of old crop and sales of 279,000 tons of new crop. For soy oil, a reduction of 500 tons of old crop and sales of 1,700 tons for 2025-26, mostly to Canada. The Rosario Grain Exchange projected Argentina's soybean crop between 52 million and 53 million tons. CONAB left its Brazilian old crop estimate unchanged at 147.38 million. The November soybean contract is up 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.09. U.S. wheat ending stocks would be down 5 million bushels at 823 million, with world ending stocks down 1.31 million tons at 255.31 million. There were 474,900 tons of new crop U.S. wheat sold for export during the weekend at September 5th, up 40% from the week before. Strategy Grains estimated the European Union's wheat crop to be 114.4 million tons, down 10% from last year and down 2.1 million tons from its August estimate. The December Chicago wheat contract is up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.85. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.92. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.23. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, September 12th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Polishotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.